The Republicans can go ahead and build their border wall. Some people smugglers, though, have already figured out how to blow holes in it without firing a shot. The cellular networks in the Southwest recognize no borders and easily get around checkpoints. Cell technology has become an integral part of crossing the border from Mexico. Instead of one guide bringing a large group of people across the border in a dangerous, crowded vehicle, smugglers can use untraceable, no-contract burner phones to guide migrants with line-of-sight positioning, giving them step-by-step, turn-by-turn instructions to freedom. Brian Anderson reported a story about this remote control border crossing as part of a 9-part series called Border Lines for Motherboard, Vice's tech and culture site. Brian is the features editor for Motherboard. Great story.
Thank you.
So a director, I guess you'd call him, a guide, stays in one place on the U.S. side of the border, and through some sort of line of sight arrangement, explain how it's done.
So this is what Border Patrol agents call remote control, and,
right.
and the idea is very simple. So you have a guide who stays on the Mexican side of the border who communicates line of sight with another guide on the U.S. side. And the guide on the Mexican side will be in direct contact with the migrant who will receive instructions that could be anything from hop the border wall, run 100 yards to that bush, hide in that bush until I tell you to start running again, then run to that shed, wait there for 2 minutes, and then I'll tell you to run to another location. So it's line of sight smuggling in which the guide is in Mexico. And what's interesting there is that when the guide stays in Mexico, there's far less risk of arrest.
Sure.
So it used to be that when a guide would bring a group of, say, 20 migrants across the border, would literally have to step onto U.S. soil. That was a huge risk for the cartels that control smuggling and human trafficking in Mexico. So they realized that why do we even have to cross and step foot on U.S. soil if we can just use phones to communicate one-on-one with migrants. We can stay on the Mexican side, not risk arrest, and just keep the pipeline flowing. So that's the way it works. It's pretty simple.
Did you speak with people who've used this method and how they feel about it, how uncomfortable they were maybe hearing about what they were supposed to do, and then the trust that's required to actually do it?
We did. So in the main story in this 9-part package that we put out, we spoke with a undocumented migrant living and working in New York. His name is Chino, and he's crossed illegally 4 times. And the second time he crossed was via remote control. So he sort of provides the through line in our anchor story. And at the end of the day, he doesn't think it's a viable tactic. In fact, he thinks that smugglers pitching the idea to migrants is really a scam. And we've heard that from a couple other migrants as well. And curiously, his remote control crossing attempt, it failed. He was busted by Border Patrol maybe 10 minutes after he jumped the wall, got instructions from the smugglers to start running, but it was pitch black. It was midnight, and he wound up first running into a cactus, and then he fell into a hole and injured himself. So for him, it's just not worth it. And that's actually what we heard from quite a few migrants. But no two crossings are the same, and I would imagine there are more migrants out there for whom remote control crossings did work.
Not for the faint of heart.
Exactly.
And not a party game.
No.
Absolutely. Brian Anderson, thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you.
Brian Anderson is the features editor for Motherboard. That's Vice's tech and culture site. You can read their entire 9-part series called Borderlines.